This is Senator Al Simpson. Those old super spenders on Capitol Hill want Uncle Sam to pay more reparations for the Cold War. Hold on to your wallets. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you've got your leaky waders on again, this time out fishing for bucks to pay every American for any possible health risks associated with the testing of nuclear bombs during the Cold War years. Your radiation victims' compensation bill can't find funding for that massive cost, and you want the taxpayer to pick up the tab. And the health hazards simply have not been scientifically and medically proven. But you have it rigged up so that anyone against it is evil and uncaring. Summer is soon here, Ted, and sunburns are caused by radiation. What say for all the sunburn victims, too? Ted, you're wading in very shallow water. Reel that line in and let's drown your election year big government, big buck giveaways and give the taxpayers a break. You always catch a lot of suckers.
Al, your heart must set off all the metal detectors when you go through the airport. The legislation you're ridiculing has broad bipartisan support in Congress for good reason. It's simple justice for thousands of citizens exposed by the government to cancer-causing radiation. Many worked in western uranium mines. Others lived downwind in Nevada, Utah, or Arizona, and were exposed to radioactive fallout from nuclear tests in the atmosphere. We've been inexcusably slow in accepting responsibility and helping the victims who are now suffering from cancer and other serious diseases. For years, the government covered up the facts and refused to admit any culpability. Now, because of the leadership of Republican Senator Orrin Hatch and Democratic Congressman Wayne Owens, a long-overdue victim compensation program is about to be enacted to help the miners and downwinders. Your opposition is not just heartless, it's mindless, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Investing in the Future. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.